Welcome to WGIL Galesburg Live. Now, this week's host, Tom Meredith.
Well, good morning. Thanks for being with us here on this Saturday, Galesburg Live. I'm Tom Meredith, and our guest here in the first hour this morning, he is the head track and field and cross-country coach at Galesburg High School. They just had an invitational last night at Knox College, the Steve Kaufman Memorial Invitational, and season has been underway for a few weeks now, and won't be long till we'll get outdoors. Joining us is Craig Hillier. Craig, good morning. Thanks for coming in with us this morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me this morning.
Well, let's start off with the start of your season. We are kind of talking about enrollment and where you're at, and unfortunately, that's got you up in Class 3A in track and field with three classes. And what happens is you're competing when you get to the state level against schools that may have an enrollment of 3,000, 4,000, 5,000, whatever. Some of the big suburban schools up near Chicago, and you kind of got a taste of that in your first indoor beat when you're up at Rockford Auburn.
Yes, we were running against a lot of the schools that are in the new class with us: the Naperville, Norse, Matea Valley, some of those. And you know, it's a big adjustment for us. But I think our kids are realizing that, and it's a tough class. I mean, Illinois is great in track and field. Alone in our sectional last year, we had three national qualifiers for the Brooks PR invite. So it tells you the kind of caliber of competition we're running against.
Well, yeah, and track is such a numbers game. I mean, the more kids you've got walking around your school, the more you can get out, the more likely you're going to have those elite athletes. And like you said, when you're competing with whatever 1,300 or so kids against a school that's got, 3,500 walking around, it's a tough uphill battle.
Yeah, it is. And we've kind of averaged over the years right around 50. Some years a little more, some years a little less, but that stayed pretty consistent. So we've had a good amount of athletes out. But when we're going up school against schools like Aniqua Valley that has 100 and some young men out for track, it's just that numbers game is going to get you one way or another.
You mentioned Illinois. What a great track state it is. It's really amazing if you look at the kids that have come out of the state the last few years on a national level, yourself included, with a young man like Josh Eicher, but you've had several other Division I athletes, and a kid like, say, Jamari Ward, probably the best jumper in the nation last year, that unfortunately went to Missouri and didn't go to Illinois, out of Cahokia, and the sprinters had Bolingbrook and Bloomington, and it's really amazing over the years. And even going back in history, the state has really put out some incredible athletes.
When you look every year at the high school top 10 list, you'll frequently see kids from Illinois in there. I think last week a girl, freshman from I can't remember where she's from, but ran 10:25, number one in the country. That's not a thing that our state doesn't see on a pretty consistent basis. So, and even looking at our program, we had three young men competing this weekend at the Division I level for, Trevon Diggins at ISU and Josh at Illinois and Tevin Taylor at Western. And, that's kind of caliber of kids that, we have, and they're all around the whole state.
Yeah, and what is even more amazing, because you're going to consistently see kids near the top of the list of the best performances from Florida, from Texas, from California, because just like in baseball or whatever, they can do it outdoors year round, and you can't do that here. Obviously, we've had a great February where you did get some outdoor practice, but it's a completely different thing. So that makes it even more incredible.
Yeah, and you could see that. We had a track conference here, a while back, and, they had, a guy there from, Texas, and, he's talking about what he does for his 400 meter runners and, sprinters, I should say. And, they're doing things year round because they have the weather to do it and, can compete at that high level. We can, but, once it gets November-ish and, you're going indoors at that point.
Well, and then also kind of circling back to enrollment, in a lot of those schools that have, you know, 3,500 enrollment or some of the southern schools, you got a kid that's a full-time track athlete. And here, yeah, you get that sometimes, but you also get a lot of kids. And I know all the coaches encourage kids to play other sports. So you'll get a kid that's played football or coming out of basketball or coming out of wrestling or swimming or whatever the case may be.
Yeah, so we'll, you know, like we still have some athletes right now, and even like Geneseo last night, they had a couple of their best athletes were not competing last night because they're out for other sports, which is good. It's great for Galesburg athletics, which is what we want to encourage. But, you know, you think about somebody that's competing, you know, on things all year round, and then you're comparing that to someone who's competing about, you know, 12 to 14 weeks. There's only so much you can do in that time.
Well, and it's a little competitive as well with a smaller enrollment because, like you said, it's a numbers game. You need to have a lot of kids, but you are in some ways competing with the other spring sports as well.
Yes. I mean, we have a lot of sports at Galesburg High School. There's a lot of choices. You know, we've had with track, we've had, you know, ones that have just been out for track. We've had baseball players convert to track, and you know, this year's been kind of a new one. We've had a couple tennis players that decided they want to run track, and you know, it's tough to, you know, there's only so many bodies out there. Yeah.
Craig Hillier is the head track and field coach for the boys side at Galesburg High School. Great successful program, has been very competitive at the state level with some state champions and some team hardware at the state meet. You know, kind of talk about that, building a program in track and field, because it's a little bit different than the other team sports, because there, although it is a team sport, there's so much that goes into it individually. Obviously, you have to have some good athletes, but to score points, you have to, I mean, you know, relays and everything. You just have to have guys that you might not necessarily be winning events, but that are competitive in events.
Right. And I think, you know, we've, you know, our highest finishes, you know, obviously we took second in 2015. In 2009, we placed fourth. We were like 2 points out of third. I mean, I think one of the keys is you have to have, you know, what I would call an elite level high school athlete. And that's usually the case with the teams that do well. You look at an Edwardsville, for example, that has AJ Espinenza, who's going to Iowa. You know, you have that athlete to build around, and they have you know, a top elite level hurdler. And, you know, when we've had that with the Greg Whittles and the Josh Eichers, you can build around those things if you can, you know, especially in those individual events. If you can win an event, you know, you'll be in the mix of things. But that's the key. And I thought, like, for example, last night, we have a very young group, and they're learning how to come together as a team and just kind of feeding off each other. I don't think people understand that much with track as far as the team aspect of, you know, you have one great performance that kind of feeds into other things, and the kids feed off it, and, you know, it seems to get rolling the track meet. And they did that last night.
Well, and you know, as a fan, or if you're not a fan of track and field, what I would suggest is if you get to an invitational, like say the Western Big Six Conference meet, and there the team title is on the line within a couple of points, and it comes down to that 4x400 relay, there's nothing hardly more exciting, because every one of the members of the team is there going crazy and cheering them on, and the fans that kind of know what's going on. It's incredibly fun.
Yeah, it is. I mean, it's a great thing, especially outdoors in the spring when we see, you know, kids are running back and forth from side to side, you know, yelling and hooting and hollering, and you got the fans going in the stands, and, you know, it's just a premier event. You know, even if you're not in the mix of things, it's something that everybody wants to be a part of.
Talk a little about history growing up, and what really got you this interested in track and field. Obviously, your dad had some influence there.
Yeah, Tom Hillier is my father. He still coaches over at Knoxville. The story goes, I believe, is that he thought I was fast because I was running on Columbus Avenue in my jeans, and he said I look fast. So my first experience with track and field was actually at 9 years old, and he took me out to practice in my green jeans, my tough skins or whatever they were, and got involved with the Galesburg Track Club, and Tom Foster had a lot to do with that and getting me interested in track and field. But you know, it's been a very, you know, fun experience, you know, especially from being so young and now, and still, you know, talking to my dad pretty much weekly about workouts, what's going on, and be able to kind of bounce ideas off each other. And you know, we go to conferences, track conferences and clinics together, and it's been a great experience.
How long's your dad been at it?
Oh, man.
Did he take over for Larry Ragsdale when he gave it up? Has it been that long?
Yes, he did.
My goodness. Because, I mean, that's why I remember when I was in high school, Larry Ragsdale run it. They always had a great program, and that's just continued.
Yeah, and Larry was, you know, a little bit different experience for me than my dad. You know, my dad was very, you know, this is what you need to do and those things. And Larry was kind of the complete opposite of, you know, he was more the, you know, maybe not a great workout person as far as training wise, but just an outstanding motivator of kids, and could get anybody to run for him and compete for him. And that was his thing.
Absolutely. And yeah, and had some incredible teams and athletes come through at Knoxville. So you ended up more of a distance guy, is that right?
Or I was kind of my freshman year in high school was more of you know, kind of 2 miler, because just as a freshman, that's all it's it's a man's game in those in the 1600, 8-4 and on down. And you know, that's where I could fit. That my freshman year, Knoxville won the 4x8 state championship that year, and set a school record. And I wasn't, you know, fast enough at that time. So it started out there, and then just eventually evolved where I dropped down a little more and matured physically and those things, and dropped down and ran the 800 and mile pretty consistently.
Well, you know, my dad, before we moved up into the Rova district, coached basketball and cross country down in Leroy, and as a very young kid, I remember going to cross country practice and doing all that running, but we're talking kindergarten, first and second grade. Didn't rub off on me. It was fun then, but got to the point in high school, like anything over 200 meters, that's too far.
I know, for time. I mean, I think you know, obviously we get older and those things, and I think it's taken a toll on me a little bit that, you know, I don't do that anymore. But, you know, I put in a lot of mileage and a lot of work, you know, and I kind of look at that. And as a coach, that's something that I try to get kids to realize. You know, you can't look at just this 18, 20-week block. This is a thing that takes years to get to. And you got to keep that in mind, that it's not going to happen overnight for you. It's a process.
Craig Hillier, the head boys track and field coach at Galesburg High School. We're going to take a break for news. We'll come back and talk more. We'll talk about last night's meet, also what's coming up for the rest of the indoor and heading into the outdoor season as well. It is 7:30. This is Galesburg Live.